I like what the Miles Monroe said once. Because, now that made meaning to me because before then, I've been to places where people would tell you the advancements that the Mormons are making. You know the Mormons? Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They will tell you the advancements that Islam is making. How they are buying churches all over England and all over Europe. And the advancements they are making in evangelism. How many new Muslims, people are being converted to Islam. Miles Monroe said, at the end of the day, he said, go and read the conclusion. Did you see Islam mentioned anywhere in the book of Revelation? He said, listen, all that one is demonstration. At the end of the day, they will still vanish away. That is, from we understand the end from the beginning. Are you getting my point? Therefore, you are not afraid when you see the turmoil. So Islam is making advancements. The Bible said one thing clearly. You've heard me say it. You can never prove God wrong. He said, of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Which means that any other person that wants to increase, you know what the way John said it? They must decrease, that he might increase. Do you understand my point? There's no story you want to tell me. We are increasing. There's no story you want to tell. We are increasing. Remember what I've been mentioning again and again in the last few weeks about power problem in Nigeria. People say the thing is so bad, nothing can be done. Then we found out that actually, you know, because I've always believed that, you see, what you need is divine wisdom. And that wisdom was recorded before you came on the scene. God does not need your brain to devise a good solution. He needs a brain that can receive the solution that he has devised. Do you get my point? Listen, Joseph was a man who could interpret dreams and see the mind of God about how to solve problems. No, you must understand, Daniel was not a smart fellow in the way you talk about smartness. He was a man who could interpret dreams and ask God to show him the things that are about to come. I said something about prayer. Let me tell you, you cannot pray effectively except you understand the end of a matter. Did you hear what I said? You cannot pray effectively until you have insight into what God's plan is for the end of the matter. Otherwise, know what you are doing? You are just boxing, you know, shadow boxing. You are punching the air. You don't have a serious target. You must have a focus concerning what you are. Otherwise, just go there and worship God and fellowship with the Lord. Father, I thank you. Thank you for what he has done in the past. If you don't know what he's going to do tomorrow, believe me. Father, I thank you. Because I would have died, but you raised me up. I was blind, now I see. I was confused, now I have direction. Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. As for this matter, I commit it into your hands. Father, I thank you. Don't say anything, because you don't know anything. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? But like I said the other time, once you have been in the presence of the Word of God and the Spirit of God has been breathing inside you, then you suddenly begin to have ideas. And those ideas, I said, they are the ideas of God that he's releasing, seeing whether you can believe it. Once you have one that you can believe, then don't let it go. That's what you used to pray. Do you get what I'm making? That is what you used to pray. No matter how wrong things are going. You see, one of the things, you know, I said something some time ago. Let me just use to explain again. If you see those who have traveled abroad, you know, they left Nigeria and they went abroad. Generally speaking, the people who do best amongst them, if you group them, all right, are the medical professionals. Now, listen to this. It is not because they are smarter than other people. No. Now, there's a reason. I want to explain something to you. It is because, generally, the structure of those countries, all right, gives them vision. Listen to me. That is the only thing. The structure of the country gives them what? Vision. The man, before he leaves Nigeria, he tells you that there are three steps of USMLE to be taken. That's the United States licensing. They have their foreign medical licensing exam you have to do. If you studied abroad, you have to take some exams to allow you practice in the United States. Now, two of those exams can be taken out of the country. So before a man leaves Nigeria, he has been to Ghana twice to go and take the exam. Most sensible people, they won't leave this country. He has won lottery, he's supposed to go abroad. If he's supposed to take effect from 2010, by this year, he's beginning to read for USMLE. Step one. Step two. He's reading. Now, by the time he's getting there, instantly, what are you going to do, sir? There is a step three I'm supposed to take. I need this amount of time to prepare for it. No matter how hard things are, he looks for a job that allows him time to prepare for it. Do you get my point? Better for him if he has somebody to just lend him money for a while to prepare for that examination. He's just focused on one thing. As soon as he's passed the exam, he submits his course and waits to get a job. He starts attending interviews here and there. If you tell him that, look, we can sell cars, export cars to Nigeria, he'll tell you wait. If you tell him that, look, well, you know, we can buy this kind of equipment and export, he'll tell you wait. If you tell him these are the kind of business we can do, he tells you wait. Wait for what? Let me finish this my program. Now, so at the end of the day, he fits into a relatively high level in the society there. Now, what am I trying to do? Is it because he has a good degree? That is what human beings will tell you. But the Bible says that the things that are seen were not made out of the things that are what? Visible. What is invisible there? Let me show you. The things that brought him what looks like apparent material success is vision from the beginning, which you can see. You can see the certificate, but what that certificate gave him is actually what? Vision. But please, you've listened to me. The point is that that is not the only thing in life that can give you vision. The issue is that the society draws that vision for most people. If you will draw a vision for yourself, you know, and look, an average engineer gets there. He tells that nobody wants a Nigerian-trained engineer, and nobody wants him. Do you get my point? A lawyer gets there and says that you can't fit into the American legal system, and he never fits. They are professionals. Are you getting my point? Everybody gets there. They can't look. The issue is that things around give them a different kind of vision. But what they don't understand that it usually will come to them as they have believed. Are you getting my point? Therefore, if a man with no qualification whatsoever were to step into that country and also have a vision. Now, let me tell you something about vision. I'm not talking about dreaming a wild dream. Oh, I just sleep. Say, wow, we can rule this country. One day we'll be the president. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Now, if you can conceive that, because when Jesus said, whatever you ask, believe you have received them. I've explained to you that Jesus didn't actually give believe as a commandment, but he gave it as what? A condition. What he was saying is that if you can believe, if it is possible for you to come to a position of settling in your heart that it is possible for an immigrant to become an American president, you most certainly have it. The problem is that generally for an average person, in fact, let me tell you this, as for every human being, that kind of dream is impossible except God were to give you a revelation. You know why? Because American Constitution as of today states clearly that except you were born an American, you can never be president. No, it's in black and white. No matter how rich and how patriotic you are, once you were not born as an American, that is, if you moved from a foreign country into America 2 days after you were born, you can never be the president. So you see, you don't just wake up and say, I want to believe I'll be the president. Wait. Information is what gives you hope. Do you get my point? So when they give you the information as it is today, you will see that clause that says that only a man who was born as an American citizen can be his president. Therefore, it is impossible. Now, this is not banking, you are preaching unbelief. It is impossible for you to believe you'll be the American president one day, except God interposes with another piece of information. Now, you understand what I mean by if you can believe. It's not just about wild dreaming. It's about believing. The person who's following this particular course, how will he get that? All he will do is settle down and pray, as an example. And say, God, if you are the one sending me to this land, I don't want to be another non-entity who sweeps gutter today, cleans car tomorrow, and just hustles to make life meet. I want to be a man of purpose, a woman of influence. And God, you know what happens? That suddenly an idea comes. This is where I'm going. For example, you say, look, I am going to be... Say, Walmart is a big company. I want to be the second Walmart and beat the first Walmart. Do you understand my point? And then in your mind, you can plot it. Do you get my point? That is, I'm not saying you can arrange it by yourself, but you can imagine the path it will follow. It is easy for you to believe. Now, this is what I'm making. Whatever you can believe. Whatever. This is the point I'm making. Jesus Christ concerning him. The disciples came. They were so excited. Wow. Baba, it was not only sick we healed. I saw one guy, he was blind. I just did like this. The blindness just went away. Then, do you know his brother came attacking me? Wah! Oh God, I didn't know that guy was demon possessed. I just shouted, in the name of Jesus. Do you know the boy fell down and began to foam? Then I gathered some boldness. I went there like I knew what I was saying. I said, right now, I command you out of him. And the guy convulsed and the spirit went away. Baba, in your name, what did I not do today? And he told them, relax. It's exciting you. I need to happen exactly like that. Because I was sitting down and I was watching. And Satan was falling. It is not possible. I have reached there. Do you get my point? I have reached the place. I saw it happen. He can't deceive me. He can't deceive me. He can't refuse to go away. I was a witness. I saw him fall. Do you get the point I'm making? It is not possible for him to refuse to go because I saw him fall. Anyone that does not see him fall, the Satan won't shift for him. Do you get the point I'm making? He won't shift. He won't move. He won't move. Because, you know, I was writing one of the books I was telling you about that's coming out shortly. That, look, when we say the devil is a liar, we don't mean that Satan will come and say, hey, Olisemeka, did you know that Chukwuebuke is actually a girl? He's not foolish. He doesn't tell that kind of lies. He said, the devil is a liar. Hey, did you know that this place where we are is actually ground floor? You know, Satan is all you will do. Just go out, open the window, check your three floors up, and you forget him. So, the devil being a liar is not a factual problem. Then it's not a matter of presentation of facts. It's a matter of the interpretations thereof. Do you get the point I'm making? For example, you say, look at the sky. Look at the calamity coming. It's not a lie. We can see it. He says, so, boy, you are going to die. He says, that one, you made a mistake. Jesus said, when I see this, he said, I should lift up my head and rejoice because my redemption is near. I'm talking about lying and truth. The lie, all right, or the truth, is not the physical things you can see. They are the spiritual substances behind. And this is the point. If you believe a lie, in your case, the lie will become fact. Do you get what I'm making? That's what Satan does. If you believe a lie, in your case, the lie will become a fact. But if you believe the truth, what is truth? Truth is whatever principle you are operating by that agrees with God. Are you getting the principle? So what do I mean by believing a lie? So Satan tells the man, I have not fallen down from anywhere. Since you cannot open the window to check the fact. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a matter of spiritual truth. He says, I'm still enthroned. Look at that man. I crippled him. Look at that man. I blinded him. Who told you I have lost my power? I don't know whether you are getting the point. If you ever watch Carmen, the video of this track, The Witch's Invitation, about one man called Isaac Horowitz, I think it's a true story, that invited him to his house, wanted to challenge him. The guy said, I'm a male witch, a warlock. I want to show you what I can do. He showed him newspaper clippings, newspaper. A man who died suddenly, he said, that man, I killed him. His auntie paid me to kill him with AIDS. I killed him. He showed him another one. He said, this man suddenly got healed. He said, I cured him by performing druid worship. He went one step after the other. For over an hour, I was showing this man the things that he had done with his demon power. At the end, he ended with, what can your God do to compete with this? What am I going to say? Satan can make lie look like fact if you're operating by what? Physical things alone. What he won't tell you is that every one of them had to believe his lie first before he could bring anything into their hearts, into their lives. He did not say each one of them had to walk in a certain level of iniquity before the curse of God gave him power to afflict them. Please, when that book comes out, you should read it. There's one book, one of the ones that are coming out next, titled Acquiring Life by Faith. I subtitled it Turning Hopeless Situations Around. That everything that happens to you in life is a judgment from God. When I say judgment, I don't say you sin and God is angry. I mean God presides over the verdict. Satan comes with accusations, all right? And then Jesus is there with, you know, pleading on your behalf. What triumphs is the verdict based upon what your accusers and your defenders say. And the most effectual accuser or defender is who? Yourself. No matter what Jesus is saying, once you open your mouth and say what Satan is saying, God said, as you have said in my hearing, so I will do to you. Now, what he didn't say is that these people had nobody pleading for mercy on their behalf. What he did not explain is that their sin and iniquity was not washed away by faith in the blood of Jesus. That as far as they are concerned, maybe he had power. That is, he was able to convert a lie into fact in the lives of those who believed him. Are you getting what I'm saying? But for the man who will not believe him, then you will discover the truth that indeed Satan fell. We watched him fall. We saw him fall. In fact, the fact that Jesus rose again from the dead is proof that Satan fell. Do you get the point I'm making? That is, if Satan did not fall, Jesus could not have risen from the dead. That is a matter of fact. You know, sometimes I hear Christians talk. I heard that there's one witch somewhere. Believe me, are there witches? They're all over the world. They're in Nigeria. They're in America. Witchcraft is not a sign of underdevelopment. Some of the most developed men on earth are in covens. It's a matter of fact. It's a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, they still go out at midnight to go and put sacrifices at junctions. It's a matter of fact. There's a book in my house right now. I bought it many years ago. I saw it as I reading it again. Titled From Witchcraft to Christ. It's a woman, a British woman, who never came near the shores of Africa. Yet she was a real witch. So we're not saying that the facts are not there. We are saying that all the witches and all their masters, they fell together. Do you get my point? And as one in Christ Jesus, as far as I am concerned, they are far below where I'm standing. Therefore, as witches are dancing in the center of the road, I will get a horn. Please excuse me. Ah, don't pass there. They've already danced over this last 100 meters. That is where the problem will begin. When I start avoiding where they danced over. Because I now think that they left something there. I said, all they've done is gymnastics. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to explain, the perspective with which I'm using, which actually gives me authority over all their powers, is the fact that I understand that Satan fell. Do you get the point I'm making? It's because I understand that the prince of this world may come, but he has nothing to hold in me. Therefore, they say, they dance over. You just drive past, like, I can't ever forget that testimony of the prince. He was casting out an evil spirit from a woman who had a familiar spirit. And suddenly she had a vision and she said, I saw you in a red car wrapped up against a tree. That is, she saw a vision that a man had an accident and he died in the car. And very calmly, the Englishman that he was, the prince said, well, actually, what happened is that you saw the plan of the devil for my life. But I don't walk in the devil's plan. I walk in the plan of God. He did not at one moment rebuke the spirit for sin. Do you understand my point? That is, what you saw is a lie. That I have discovered something and you are not looking in that direction. And that one which I have seen is what gives me authority over the ones you are seeing. There's what the Bible calls hope that triumphs over hope. It said against hope, he believed in hope. That is, before there was information, which were facts. This woman is old. She's past menopause. She can't bear anymore. And as a matter of fact, everything was correct. Except that one day Abraham turned and then he saw something new. What did he see? The vision of God, which says that a father of many nations, I have made thee. that Sarah thy wife will indeed bear you a son. He said, for that reason, I change your name. So that we'll be able to put our vision before our eyes. From now on, you'll no longer be Abraham. You'll be Abraham. You know, I said something to us before. That, you know, he said that Jacob, when Jacob had been in the house of Laban for a while, a time came he wanted to collect his wages. If they be get speckled and spotted, they are yours. The guy says, smarting. Let me explain that thing to you again. The man says, smarting. He went and cut, is it poplar trees? Put them there, stripe them and speckle them. People say that the sheep, they were beyond the trees as they were mating. Who tell you say sheep, they see tree? It wasn't the sheep who was beholding. It was Jacob that was beholding as they were mating. What did he cut? Listen to me. This is a matter of fact. Spiritually, he had seen in a vision that when these animals mate, they will beget whatever it is that will belong to Jacob. Now, get my point. He has seen that now to keep the vision before his own eyes, not the eyes of the sheep. Because listen, the spirit of a man is what controls the things around him. How the animals produce depends on what is coming out of Jacob's spirit, not the animals themselves. I have looked around enough on this earth, just this my short days of life, to know that there is no company on earth that collapses without something wrong coming out of the heart of the CEO. That is why they always fire CEOs before companies can turn around. I know what I'm saying. Something is inside the person. So it was the spirit inside Jacob that was affecting the genes of the animals. So to keep the spirit strong, he had to keep the vision strong. So to keep the vision strong, that's why, if you have any idea of where you are going in life, draw it, paint it, and put it on the wall of your house. Let me tell you something. Even when you are not looking, it's affecting you. Believe me, even when you are not consciously looking and saying that maybe you're a businessman, you want to build a very big company, or, you know, even when you're not consciously sitting down and thinking about, no, just maybe one day you log onto one website and you saw the largest steel, you know, industry in the world, and they have this panoramic view. Download the photo, print it full size of a on the wall, and stick it up there and be watching. Do you get the point I'm making? If in your heart you are an educationist, they've been telling you about Yale, Harvard. Then one day you see photos of their campuses. Print them, laminate them, or glaze them, whatever you have to do, put it all over your house. Even when you are not consciously staring at them, it's affecting your spirit. And what is coming out from your spirit is affecting your environment. You know something I said the other time, when we read from Isaiah chapter 40, that he said that all flesh is grass, and the greenness thereof are like flowers of the field. He said the grass without the flower fades. When what happens? When the breath of God. I said that breath of God, it was referring to natural wind. Listen. That is, the grass will wither depending on the kind of wind that is blowing. But spiritually, he said all flesh is grass. That is, fleshly matters, all right, respond to how the spirit of God is blowing. No, get what I'm saying? That is, if inside you, the blessing of God is radiating as a strong spirit, they will change the laws of a nation to make your visions come to pass. That is why, if laws change right now against what you plan, don't remove the plan from the wall. Don't. Because the wind bloweth where it listeth, and no one knoweth whither it goeth or whither it cometh. I like that King James expression. And he says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. That is, relaxed. The wind will soon change direction. Listen, all Satan tries to do, don't forget what I said about David, about Jacob. You know, let me tell you one of the reasons why Jacob had to do that. Jacob will get there. They say, spotted ones are your own. And all the animals mating, they are smooth. You will lose faith. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. You will lose faith. If you be Jacob, your faith will... You will see the faith get up. Mount up with wings and boom, fly through the window. Do you get my point? So you know what he did? He said, thank you, animals. I don't go look in her skin. He made his own skin to look at. You get the point I'm making? Oh, why did I get here? I'm talking about divine authority. That Jesus said, look, you guys are excited. Okay, I understand. You have not seen anything yet. But I that have seen, it doesn't excite me. You know, the first time I preached in my church in Edugo here, House on the Rock, after the service, when people came and said, ah, this man, you were hiding. Oh, you saw him. I was looking at them. Why are they shouting? No, as God is my witness, that was always my heart. What's all the shout about? Told me this was not the first time I was preaching. This is not the first time I'm preaching and the house will catch fire. This is what is exciting these people. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. People are like, this man. Because I used to wear agbada and come to church and sit down. Why are you look? You know, like Yoruba has to say, that a man you have never seen, you can't tell him he lost weight or he gained weight. You've never known him. And you guys don't know what I'm saying. So I said, what? Tell me, what's exciting these people? Oh, okay. Finally, you heard me preach today. I should start telling you stories where I preached. And the first place, I remember one church I went to, one Redeemed Church in Lagos. They were doing youth program. Now, I'm still a fine young man. You know what I'm saying? So imagine how fine and young I was about 11 years ago. Yeah, you can imagine. Now that they are doing youth program, so the guy said that we know they wanted a youth man to come and preach. So they knew one youth somewhere, a youth that could preach. When the president of the youth club, of the church came to visit me, because the secretary is the one who knew me from campus. When he saw me, I knew that even he lost faith. He looked at it. I knew. There's a way a man would behave. You know that faith. There's no faith in his soul at all. No, look at me now, look. Just remove 11 years from this guy you are seeing. 11 complete years, oh. The guy, look. My God. Of course, at that time, they are reading my name on the program. They have publicized the program. That one youth is coming from somewhere to come and preach. When I read that, they wear a waistcoat. A monkey jacket. To complicate everything. Hey! I didn't have a proper jacket. That was the major reason anyway. So the guy was, when it's time to come, I went in, carried the microphone. Cut the long story short. It's not me, it's the anointing of God. When I finished making altar call, when you make altar call and you see old women and people who have problems? No. Young men ran to the front to come and give their life to Christ. The same guy, he came, he said, hey, thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. He was shaking my hand with vigor. I wanted to cut it off from the elbow. That's the president of the youth. So, after all things like that, I now came to Enugu one day. I prayed. He was this man. He didn't tell us to go preach. I said, yes, it's exciting. Him. I have killed Goliath in the past. You know what I mean? I have killed bear, I have killed lion. This is not even a Goliath. Just one tall, tough Philistine you put in front of me. I threw him down. I shouted. Now, what am I going to explain? That's exactly how Jesus reacted. People were so excited. Wow. Check out the anointing. He said, the problem is that you guys haven't seen what I have seen. Do you get my point? Listen, I told you something before. Authority is not how much you shout. See a tall, big man who stands in front of a bank trying to wave cars to stop so that his customer can come out. If you're lying to your drive-by, no matter how much you shout, stop now. But if one small traffic warden comes out and just does his hand up like this, you press your brake instantly. You've seen his uniform. You are getting the point I'm making. He has the authority. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not the amount of shout. If you like, don't sleep. If you haven't seen nothing, you have not seen anything. It's not how long you spent awake all night. I said that prayer that's not preceded by vision is actually very weak in faith. Daniel was able to move God because he read the book of Jeremiah. I, Daniel, understood when I read the books, the number of the years that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah that he will accomplish in the desolation of Jerusalem. Namely, 70 years. This is the 69th year? Or the 70th year? He said no. he began to pray. He prayed with authority because of what he had seen. Do you get the point I'm making? Jesus will preach, and they will say he was talking as one having authority, not like one of those scribes. You know why? He has seen the mind of God. He understood how God worked. I remember those days when we were young medical students. You've read something in the book that's supposed to be done. The guy will go there and say, don't bother about that. Don't do this one. Looking at yourself, why didn't this man do that according to the books? Because after many years of practicing, there are things that he has seen that the book is not reflecting to people like us yet. So confidently, he breaks the rules that you think are sacrosanct. That's the way it was with Jesus Christ. He said, on Sabbath day, you are healing the sick. His kindness pilot on the Sabbath day. How can you say that? He understood the meaning of the word Sabbath. He read Moses, but he didn't have to read Moses to understand Sabbath. He knew that Sabbath was in operation before Moses was born. And he understood that when people like Jacob would tell the Lord that, look, if you will bless me, 10% of everything you will bless me with, I will give back to you. You know, I asked you this question one day. Did Jacob meet any Melchizedek on his way back to Bethel? Did he? There was no Melchizedek. So how did he fulfill his vow to God? I will tell you. He took, of all those animals he had, he took one out of every 10, killed them and put fire on them, burnt them to ashes. To show that I did not get this thing by my strength. So he wasted 10% as a Sabbath unto God. You don't get the principle. That Jesus understood that Sabbath was to give men rest, not to keep them in affliction. So if a man is sick and it's on Sabbath day we can free him, he got to be free. Because he's working against the Sabbath, being sick on the Sabbath day. Yes, you're supposed to be at rest. You're supposed to be at peace. You're supposed to be enjoying the blessings of God. Why are you in pain on a Sabbath day? Do you get my point? He has seen God. That's what it means to see God, though, my brethren. It's not to have a vision.
Yeah, and then an angel came in the sky. And he said, my son.
Look, if you drink, you can see visions. That's not what we're talking about. No. I've seen all kinds of religions founded upon one crazy vision that they saw. You see what they are practicing. It has not brought the life of God onto the earth. They haven't seen nothing. If I say this, it makes some of you laugh. If you're ever a Catholic, I always laugh about those Catholic apparitions. I said, how come it's only Mary that shows her face? Where are all the other angels in heaven and even Jesus Christ himself? Once you see Catholics going for a particular place, I say, hey, Mary has come again. Now, this is what I'm making. How has that vision increased your understanding of God? Not. The last time I went home, my mother is a Catholic, so there's this hill we used to climb when we were children. They call it Okay Maria, that is Maria's Hill. Very tall, there's one giant statue at the top. So recently I asked, what happened, Zev? What happened there? They said, okay, there was one reverend father. Mary appeared to him, maybe about 40 years ago. I told my mother, I'm beginning to suspect some of these visions. Because only the man, I said, you now build entourage around it. What am I going to explain? Vision, the vision of God is not the supernatural being that appeared. Is the understanding of the personality of God that becomes clear to you. Listen to me. That's what gives you what? Authority. Please let me summarize. My time is far gone. Take our country, Nigeria, as an example. You know, I started something. We read from Isaiah chapter 2, right? And I ended up not saying anything about it. We'll continue again from there next time. What I wanted to bring out is that he said that out of Zion we go for the law. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's the point I wanted to bring out. That based on what we have seen and what we have come to understand, we will start walking in a different manner that will show the world how to walk and genuinely get results. You know what's interesting about Christians? No, you must see that Satan has fallen. You must start life by understanding something. You can never fail. I don't know whether you heard me. You must start life with an understanding, which is what? I can never fail. I can never fail. It must be settled inside your heart that I can never fail. Then so you will never, maybe one day they said, you see one beautiful investment that God gives you understanding on how to handle. And they say, you can be wiped out. They say, hey, wait, I can never fail. I don't know whether you get the point. I know I can lose money, but for every naira I lose, it will be multiplied back. These are spiritual seeds. I can never fail. Do you know the man who knows he can never fail does things differently? The man who knows that he is a winner, that he has won, he has succeeded, he does things differently. That is one thing that is not inside his heart is fear. And if you are not afraid, you will be amazed at how the kind of Goliath you will bring down in life. No, hear that too. If you are not afraid, that is, let me give an example. You enter battle. There are 10,000 Goliaths, and you are just one David. And this is, maybe today is the 22nd of March, 2008. And God had told you clearly that there's a place he wants you to be, all right? So you are sure you are not going to die today. Do you get the point I'm making? You are absolutely certain you are not dying today. You know how many Goliaths will die if they don't run? Exactly 10,000. Because, you know, this guy is not going to die. You are sure of that. Therefore, every step necessary, you will take it. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying is hitting your heart. I used to say those days when they say, country is hard, run abroad, do this, do that, do that. There's one scripture that never left my heart. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I never doubted it. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I was going to leave Lagos to come to Enugu. They say, why are you leaving Lagos? The opportunities are in Lagos. I say, you don't get the point. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Anywhere I go, it will flow. That is why if God leads me by one interesting way to relocate, leave Enugu, and go to Abakiliki, you just hear that Pastor Banky is now lives in Abakiliki. Do you get the point? Because I don't go to lands that blossom. Lands blossom for my sake. They hear I have come. They open up the wells. That's the way it works. With that kind of understanding, listen, you will walk with God fearlessly. And if you are walking with God fearlessly, believe me, you will kill Goliath until you are tired of Goliath. So the amount of authority you're able to exercise is tied to what you have seen. That's all I'm saying. I hope you understood my point. Let us pray.